there was a small problem with their puppy.
The dog got too big.
Yes.
It was supposed to be a Michael teacup.
And a big issue with the seller.
There is no question in my mind that you told them it was going to be a small puppy.
We call them designer breeds.
It's actually a mutt. That's what it is. Why go to somebody who knows nothing about dogs? Don't buy puppies from a pet store.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Maria and Alicia Rodriguez are suing pet store owner Ben Aschel for the return of money they paid for a teacup multi-poo that grew too big.
Order. All rise. It's case number 45 on the calendar in the matter of Rodriguez versus Aschel.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. and Mrs. Rodriguez, you purchased a puppy from the defendant, a small puppy, what you thought was a small puppy, and you want your money back claiming that the dog was defective.
Yes.
The nature of the defect, however, is not that the dog was medically unsound or genetically unsound. Nature of the defect is you wanted a very small dog.
Yes.
And what you purchased was allegedly from the defendant a miniature Maltipoo, which is a combination of a Maltese and a
poodle,
which is not a registered breed, which is really a mixed breed dog. And you understood that, but that's the breed you wanted.
Yes.
That's the kind of dog you wanted. And people are making these exotic dogs.
We call them designer breeds.
No, it is. That's what you call it. It's actually a mutt. That's what it is. Only it's a mutt that you engineered.
But the difference
okay,
is...
Don't answer. That's exactly what it is. When did you purchase this dog?
On November 16th.
Of last year?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And you purchased it from the defendant who had a pet shop?
Yes.
Yes.
Where's the pet shop located?
In Costa Mesa.
According to you, I assume you still have the dog.
Yes, we have it back there.
And you like the dog?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. You don't want to give the dog back. You're attached to the dog.
No, that's why we want to pay as
just
much as 500.
You want him just to give your money back?
Yes.
Because the dog got too big?
Yes.
There's no question that Mr. Aschel, when he sold you this dog, probably suggested to you or told you that it was a miniature Maltipoo and that it would be 4 pounds.
It actually, it was supposed to be a Michael teacup.
But there's no such thing.
And that's one of...
Let me explain something to you. I have dogs, little ones. I have Shih Tzus. I have three. One weighs 5 pounds, one weighs 11 pounds, and one weighs 12 pounds. You may not know this, but when you buy a puppy, while they contract, if you're talking about a good breeder, and Mr. Aschel is not a breeder, is that correct, sir?
I breed some dogs of my
you
own.
Didn't, no, you
not,
didn't
not
breed
the breeder
this.
For this one.
You did not. Right. You bought this from...
Another breeder that we're working.
You bought it from somebody else. From what state?
Here in California.
The name of the breeding company or the breeder that you bought this litter from?
Mendoza.
Where is that person located?
In Whittier, California.
Do they have a farm where they breed these dogs, or he breeds them out of his house?
I did not visit his facility myself.
You didn't?
He always brings
just a second.
The puppies.
So you have no idea what kind of facility it is? The answer is you have no idea what kind of facility it is. That's either a yes or a no. If he brings
yes.
you the dogs, then
right.
you've never been there.
I've
you have no idea what
facility.
Kind of facility it is,
right.
whether it's clean facility or not clean facility, whether it's a puppy mill, whether he's breeding out of his house. You really don't know. You buy a litter of puppies. And in October or the beginning of November, how many puppies did you buy from Mr. Mendoza?
I don't recall.
Start to recall, because now you're in court.
Right.
Do you understand?
I don't remember how many puppies we purchased at him at this point.
You have a pet shop.
Right.
You keep papers.
I have a
you
way
have
of knowing. I
just
didn't...
a second. You're a store owner.
Right.
You're a business owner.
Right.
Puppies are an expense. When you file your taxes every year, you have to say how much you paid for the puppies. That's a business expense. And how much you sold them for. And then you would get to your profit. Do you understand? You have a store. So where did you think you were coming today? You look up, where did I get this puppy from? I got it from Mendoza. I got it in October. Well, did I only get this one? Did I get a whole litter? You probably do this often. Then you put it down in your papers. Otherwise, how are you going to file your tax returns every year?
How is it relevant to the case? How many puppies came in that litter? I mean, there...
Are you asking me a question?
Are you asking me a question? I just want to understand.
We're talking about a certain puppy. I'm not here, Mr. Raschel, to answer your questions. You're here to answer my questions so that I have a clear picture of your business. Do you understand?
Understand.
Good. Because there is no question in my mind, none at all, that these people wanted a small puppy and that you told them it was going to be a small puppy. I'm not suggesting that you can guarantee that. I'm suggesting to you, however, that you can say to them, listen, it looks to me as if it's going to be a small puppy. I know the mother, I know the father, I know the litter, I know what the litter looked like. This was the smallest puppy of the litter. Do you understand? Otherwise, I would say, as I've told to many people over the course of the last 20 years here, don't buy puppies from a pet store. Don't buy puppies from a pet store. Unless the pet store owner is prepared to give you a full background of where they got this litter from, you can look at the mother, you can look at the father, you can see pictures, and you put it in a contract that these are the parents, that the parents weighed 6 pounds and the father weighed 4 pounds, so that there's a likelihood that the puppies will all be small. Do you understand? So if you want guarantees, get them in writing. Do you have a guarantee from this man in writing that the puppy was going to be a certain weight? That's either yes or no.
Not in writing, no.
Then who cares? Then it's like buying a used car. Everything he says to you is puffing.
Because the same breeder
that told me that my Shih Tzus were going to be very tiny, one is 11 pounds and one is 12 pounds and one is 5 pounds. And the one that's 5 pounds, I saw the mother, I saw the father, I saw the litter, I investigated, I did my due diligence. That was the last one I got. So I got a smaller puppy, which is what I wanted to travel with and to make it easier to travel with. You, on the other hand, did no investigation. In 5 minutes, I found out that he probably bought this puppy from a puppy mill. He has no idea who the parents were. He has no idea who the person is. He's never seen the facility. He doesn't know anything except the person brings him a litter of puppies, one or more. He doesn't know because he doesn't have that information. And he told you that the puppy was going to be small. You asked for a small puppy. He said, I got just the small puppy for you.
That's one of the questions I asked you, Anna, when I saw Matipu mixed breed. If this is going to grow big, because doing her conditions, that's what we're looking for. That's what we want to. We don't want to spend that much money for a dog we can find anywhere.
You got taken. First of all, you paid him what, $2,300?
Yes.
$2,500.
Advertising was $2,800 and doing opening a new store.
Just tell me, how much did you pay him for the puppy?
$2,539.
Okay. First of all, that's a lot of money for a mixed breed dog. A lot. And a lot of money for a pet store to sell you, because you have to think. He doesn't breed these dogs, so he's buying them from somebody. That person who he's buying them from is going to make money. And you don't know how many people. He may have gotten it from somebody who bought it from somebody else. You don't even know. And he's going to make his profit.
Your Honor, that's one of the reasons we don't want to buy a dog on the streets. That's one of the reasons we don't want to buy a dog on the street. Where they can stand by what they are selling.
No, sorry. If it's in your contract that the dog was going, you have a contract with him that the dog would be no more than 4 pounds, I'll see it. You have a bill of sale.
But you have a bill of sale?
We do, but it doesn't say the size.
Of course. But let me see the bill of sale. The bill of sale is your contract.
It's the same, Your Honor. It doesn't say that I cannot get my money back for what he is offering in advertising on the website.
Okay.
Your Honor, if you can look at the terms and conditions, which is page 2 at section number 6.
Puppy Haven does not offer any written guarantee for adult size of any puppy offered for sale, online or at the Puppy Haven premises. Puppy Haven experienced employees are doing their best to estimate the adult size of each puppy. However, since live animals' growth depends on many aspects, there is no way to guarantee the adult size of a dog. And therefore, Puppy Haven will not offer a refund or compensation of any kind in regards to this subject.
But on their website, they actually put the adult size. It doesn't say anywhere.
It's the second page.
Listen to me. That's puffing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You find a dog breeder, you see the mother, you see the father, so that you get some idea of what the puppies are. If you're going to buy a particular kind of dog, then you go to a breeder. Why go to somebody who knows nothing about dogs?
and later today.
He withdrew $3,300 on March 28th. This text message is dated March 26th when you agreed to meet him and take the money. Can you explain that to me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Maria and Alicia Rodriguez say pet store owner Ben Aschel sold them a teacup multi-poo that grew to be much bigger than a teacup.
Okay, this is your contract. I'm telling you, this is your due diligence should have been, first of all, should have told you, you look like two intelligent people, should have told you that nobody can guarantee the size of a dog. But if you want a best possible guarantee of a smaller dog, you find a dog breeder, you go to the facility, you see the mother, you see the father, so that you get some idea of what the puppies are. First of all, you should do that anyway. If you're going to buy a particular kind of dog rather than a rescue, then you go to a breeder. Why go to somebody who knows nothing about dogs? I mean, the only ridiculous thing he says here, Puppy Haven, experienced employees. I mean, how are you experienced?
The young lady who helped us out, she didn't even know how to do a contract. And that's one of the questions I asked her. How certain you are of your what you are saying the dog is going to grow? And she said, we are 99% sure that what we are advertising is the size and the pounds of the dog that we are offering.
Mr. Rodriguez, you have no case against him. You didn't get a sick dog. You didn't get a dog that had parvo or that died. And you have a dog that you want, that you're not prepared to give
up. It's not what we want, Your Honor. I can show you the dog is outside. It's not what we want. We want a micro teacup, what they advertise, micro teacup.
I just asked you whether you want to give the dog back.
I mean, it's not, because my son is the one that's taking care of it, because I can't take care of it, because I have carpal tunnel and I can't carry it for long periods.
So
did you understand what I just said?
I did. I mean, if we want to take it back.
You have no case. You have no case. You have no case. You had a contract with him. Anything else he said to you was puffing. I explained it to you that really no one can guarantee the size of a dog. No one can. You just have to know that no one can guarantee.
But do we have to pay the full price, even though he lied about what we were selling?
I explained it to you. I'm not explaining it to you again. I have other cases to do today. You had a contract with him. You bought a dog. The contract clearly states here, which you signed, and he signed, that he cannot guarantee the size of the dog.
But should we pay full price for that, Your Honor? I mean, it's not...
Goodbye. You have no case.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
We still believe that he should stand by what he's selling.
I think it was an Excel call.
He offered a micro teacup. It should be a micro teacup.
We do not guaranteed adult size, and you know, we will not issue any refunds because of that matter.
I'd love her, I'm not gonna lie.
I think, you know, we should accept life, accept what God gives you, and be happy with what you get.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Boggs versus Debo. Step forward.
22-year-old Alexa Boggs is suing her former friend's dad, Steve Debo, for an unpaid loan to fix his boat.
Mr. Debo, what do you do for a living?
I do roofing.
So your own company or you work for somebody?
No, I work for a company.
How long have you done that?
That particular company, 2.5 years.
Before that?
I was self-employed.
Doing what?
Roofing.
And what does your wife do?
She works for the state of Ohio.
Miss Boggs was a friend of your daughter's. How long has she been a friend of your daughter's?
Alexa's been in my family since 14, 15 years old.
And how old is she now?
22, I believe.
You say she's been in your family. She's a dear friend of your daughter's.
She's been a dear friend of the family, not just my daughter.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 45.
She's a friend of your daughter's. You welcomed her into your home.
Absolutely.
You're not a friend of a 14-year-old. A 40-year-old man is not a friend of a 15-year-old. That sounds bizarre. That's not the way I would put it. I would say she's been like a member of our family because she was a close friend of my daughter, because this is what the case is about. Miss Boggs got a settlement from an accident. Mm-hmm. It's not an answer.
Sorry.
From an accident?
Yes.
What kind of an accident?
My friend rolled her truck when I was 17 years old, and I about lost my arm because of it.
So you sued your friend. You were driving with your friend?
Yes.
Because she was acting foolish, and
yes,
she got into an accident. You were severely injured?
Yes.
Okay, and you got a settlement, and the settlement was for how much?
$15,000.
And who were you living with at the time?
My grandmother.
And you were pregnant?
No.
Not when you had the accident, when you got the settlement?
Yes.
And living with your grandmother?
Yeah.
According to your complaint, you used part of the money to get a car.
Yes.
You used part of the money to get an apartment. You weren't living with Mr. Debo.
Right.
According to you, he asked you for a loan. He asked you for a loan for $3,000.
Yes.
And you gave him the loan.
Yes.
You have proof of that?
Yes.
I'd like to take a look at it. What are you showing me here?
I have the bank statement from where I pulled out the money, and then I have the messages from the same day where I agreed to give him the money and then meet him at the bank.
Okay. Well, you withdrew the funds, the $3,300.
Yes.
You withdrew $3,300 on March 28th. This text message that you have reference to is dated March 26th when you agreed to meet him and take the money. Can you explain that to me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We had an agreement notarized, and then I pulled the money out, gave it to him, and we went on our way.
Can I see the agreement?
I don't have it.
Where's the agreement?
I don't recall a notarized agreement, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
22-year-old Alexa Boggs is suing her former friend's dad, Steve Debo, for an unpaid loan to fix his boat.
Okay, well, somebody has to explain it to me because I don't have a transfer to his bank. I just have that you withdrew $3,300.
It was given in cash.
I have this, and there's no withdrawal on March 26th. There's a withdrawal on March 28th. You were supposed to, according to this, meet up in the pharmacy in 20 minutes. Yes, 20 minutes should work. Going out to the house, write it up, and I'll hear that way. And then he writes, head that way. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what you want me to conjure in my mind is that you waited for 2 days to meet at the bank? I'm not following Miss Boggs. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You want to think about it a little more clearly? And tell me what happened and the amount. Before you answer, just think about it. Go.
We had agreed to write up a paper saying that he was going to give me the money back when he got a settlement. And when we had met at the bank, I don't know if that statement shows when the money, like, actually posted.
It says that it was withdrawn on 3/28. That's what it says. It was withdrawal, $3,300 on March 28th. And you transferred funds to a checking account, $500, on March 28th. So you did two things. You withdrew $3,300 on the 28th, and you transferred money to your checking account. I assume your checking account.
Yes.
Do you have a checking account?
Not anymore.
Did you have a checking account at the same bank or at a different bank? I assume it was at the same bank.
Yes. I did. I had a savings and a checking.
Okay, so you transferred $500 into your checking account from this account, also on the 28th. So you did two things. You removed $3,300 in cash on that date, okay?
Yes.
So let's explain to me again.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Said he was meeting. You want to head up to the bank about 9-ish.
Yes.
Want to meet me there in like 20 minutes. Did you write up the agreement? You say, I'll write one up now. Been at pharmacy. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yes, 20 minutes should work. What happened?
We met at the bank, and I pulled the money out.
Not on the 26th, you didn't?
I don't know why the dates are different, Your Honor.
Okay.
We had an agreement notarized, and then I pulled the money out and gave it to him, and we went on our way.
Can I see the agreement?
I don't have it.
Where's the agreement?
I don't recall a notarized agreement, Your Honor.
Where do you folks come from?
Ohio. Hillsborough, Ohio.
When did you file your lawsuit against the defendant?
Last week.
Well, I'm going to dismiss your case without prejudice. You can go back to Ohio and try your case if you want to before the small claims court there. Do you understand?
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.